Burt Show.
We're having some problems with our phones this morning, but they're telling us they're working now, so let's try this again with Chloe. I mean, if they're working, we might as well break up a relationship.
Let's go ahead and try.
That's what we do. Hey, Chloe, good morning.
Good morning.
Look at there.
There we go.
Hey, Chloe. You can hear us. We can hear you. Life is good. Would you like some Mad Dog 2020?
I'm going to need some again by 10 o'clock. All right, Chloe, let's do this quickly before the phones go out on us again. So you have a boyfriend that you guys have broken up with, and yeah, back together, and you break up, and you're back together 5 different times. And, of course, you don't trust the guy, so you wanted us to do a War of the Roses. But give us some more context.
Yeah, Bert, I think you'd labeled him my dating antichrist. Mm-hmm. We've been in on and off for the past year, but something keeps bringing us back together. We are currently off, but we're about to be back on.
Okay.
And he's making a huge effort to commit, and he wants me to meet his family over the holidays, which has never happened before. But before, you know, I take that step, I want to make sure that he's committed.
Okay, so let me ask you this, some more context. Are you guys breaking up and getting back together and breaking up? Is it like a consistent reason why you guys keep breaking up with each other, or is it different all the time? Maybe you just don't even like each other.
It's really, I think it's a lack of commitment that started getting into his head, and then he breaks up with me. But he'd always end up calling back, and for whatever reason, I'd always take him back. But there's another woman that he tends to run to whenever we break up.
Hmm. So
it better be his mom.
I can assure you that's not who I reached out to when we did War of the Roses.
So is this like a friend that he leans on, or this is somebody yet that you know that he's hooked up with in the past?
No. Through a friend of a friend, I found out that he met Kelly after our second breakup, and then he went back to her after our third breakup. And yeah, I think this past breakup was our fifth, and sure enough, he ran back to Kelly too.
What does he tell you about Kelly?
But he hasn't told me really anything about Kelly, but I want to offer him your free flowers to see if he'll send them to me or to her.
Yeah, the War of the Roses. So let me ask you this, though. I just want to make sure here, because there could be a technicality going. If you guys are, well, he's already said that he wants to get back together with you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but in this time when you guys broke up, if he has been with Kelly, well, no, I was going to say if he recently said that he wants to get back and then he sends the flowers to somebody else, he's busted.
Yeah, he is busted. So to be fair and to look at the evidence, he's never cheated on you, but whenever you guys break up, he runs into the arms of Kelly.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. And then whether he tires of Kelly or realizes that, you know, he's meant to be with you, it seems like he's torn between you and Kelly, and he just can't decide what he wants to do.
Yeah, a cheating loophole.
Yeah, I feel bad for Kelly. He keeps going back to you. No one's thinking about Kelly.
They both in the same boat.
Kelly ain't on the phone right now, man. It's Chloe. We gotta focus on Chloe.
Abby, where are you with this?
For me, Chloe, if I'm you, I just wonder, like, where is your head in terms of, like, why you want to be with this guy? Because all I hear is that you're an option. Every time he breaks up with you, he goes to Kelly. And if I was on the phone with Kelly, I would say the same thing. Like, why do you want to be with someone that is not as sure about you as you are about him?
I think it's because when we're together, it's really great. And I don't want to lose that. But I mean, if he, and he says that he's ready to commit and that he wants me to meet his family and that it's going to be different this time. And honestly, I don't know if that's true. But if he sends the flowers to me, I think I'll give him one more chance. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's nice that he has the ability to make you feel like good when he's around, but the best ability is availability. And if he ain't going to be consistent, it might be time to think of something else.
Hey, look at you.
Bars.
Look at you.
I got a bar too.
Like relationship Buddha.
Yeah, I hope you can throw them bars out on Saturday or Friday when you're doing that national anthem.
I won't need them.
All right, so you asked us to do a War of the Roses, which we have already executed, and Kristen will tell you exactly what has happened.
All right. So, Chloe, you gave me your maybe boyfriend's email. We're about to find out. And he was offered a free bouquet of flowers, was able to choose from several options with pictures in exchange. We asked him to share some promo codes for a percentage off a future order with his friends and family. And these were the options that I gave him, okay? He had flirtatious. Make it known you're interested by sending her this bouquet of pink carnations, orange tulips, and white anemones with a few red roses thrown in to let her know where you'd like things to head. Then we had kabloom. Make a statement with multicolored roses, alstroemeria, white hydrangeas, and vibrant greenery. This will be one she won't forget. Next is sweet jasmine. This mix of garden roses, lavender, jasmine, and gardenias will fill the air while you fill her heart. And of last, of course, always, call me lover. 2 dozen long stem red roses, a classic bouquet for the one you'll always return to. So I sent the email at 10:10 a.m. yesterday after no response. Sent a second email, a follow-up at 1:22 p.m. Waited a little bit and he bit. He responded at 2:15 p.m. And he ended up selecting sweet jasmine. And that was the mix of garden roses, lavender, jasmine, gardenias. Will fill the air while you fill her heart. He set delivery for this Thursday to be delivered to a work address. So there's a lot to chew on here. So before you have any type of like knee-jerk reaction, just let me tell you everything, okay?
Okay.
He did not send the flowers to you, Chloe. He did send the flowers to Kelly. However, the note on the card said, "Thanks for being there for me. Wishing you all the best and hope we can remain friends."
Yeah. Okay, how you feeling about that, Chloe?
Okay.
They sound like breakup flowers.
Sorry, I'm processing.
Yeah.
That's a breakup flower.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So just to give you a little insight, when I was a pig and I was doing the same kind of things he's doing, you always wanted to keep the door just a little bit open.
Mm.
Just a little bit open is sort of a safety net. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So you think this is a door open, not a door close?
I'm saying the door is closing. On Kelly.
Right.
Yeah.
Chloe is slightly open.
Chloe is what? I mean, he wants to get back with Chloe, but he's keeping the door just a little bit open with Kelly just in case things don't work out with Chloe again.
By saying, I hope we can remain friends.
The dude just sent her flowers.
But they're breakup flowers.
They're flowers nonetheless. So I'm just saying he's establishing that they are broken up, but he's keeping that door. These are only the strategy that pigs understand.
I see your point.
So I understand why you guys are having a hard time with it.
No, I get it.
I get it.
Okay.
I get it.
Yeah.
It would have made more sense for him to send the flowers to Chloe to say, hey, I want to come back into your life, as opposed to send breakup flowers. That's just like down the line. He's still a quote-unquote nice guy.
If he was a good guy, that's what he would have done, but he's a pig.
Yeah. This is pig strategy right here, for sure. Yeah, I need to teach a class on pigging.
Does it change things if he sends the free flowers to Kelly, being like, thanks for being there, hope we can stay friends, and then buys flowers to Chloe?
I'd give him another chance.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if he sends Kelly the breakup flowers.
No, the phone just shifted, and that means she can't hear us anymore.
Okay. So if he sends Kelly, the other girl, the free breakup flowers, saying, thanks, hope we can stay friends, but then actually buys a bouquet for Chloe and sends them to her and says, hope I can come back into your life or whatever, does that change things a little because he spent money on Chloe?
No. Do you have loyalty to pigs? Can you text him real quick and tell him to buy some flowers for Chloe?
Not for me, it wouldn't. The fact that he is trying to just keep that door a little bit open, to me, speaks volumes.
Yeah, because you don't need to send breakup flowers. At all.
No. We would get Chloe's reaction, but we got out of these phones what we could this morning.
Yeah.
Now it's over. All right. But, you know, in these dating antichrists definition, the definition is always the same. It goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And the one way that these relationships end is they do something so bad that you're like, finally, that's it. This could be that.
Sending breakup flowers?
This could be that.
I don't think so.
But probably not. Right? It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Someone on this show is about to be called out for lying about who they really and truly are, Rebecca.
Actually, before we get into that, I have a little confession to make.
Come clean.
I gotta come clean about something.
Mm-hmm.
So earlier in the show today, I was waxing a little bit poetically about the Northern Lights that I saw in Anchorage, Alaska, when I was there for Thanksgiving with my sister.
Mm-hmm. You sent me the picture. Yes. While I was on vacation. I was very excited.
Yes,
for you.
I had posted the photo. It was right outside of my sister's condo in Alaska. Oh. And I tagged Bert because I know you are so excited about the Northern Lights. You wanted to see them forever.
Spent thousands and thousands of dollars to see them, only to be shut out.
Well, I didn't see them either.
Look, this whole, like, hey, I'm a cancer survivor thing.
Oh,
at some point, it's going to wear off. Why?
So that was a little bit of a prank.
Were you hoping to get a different reaction out of me? Like, oh, my God, I'm so jealous.
So I can explain.
I don't think she was prepared for you to bring her on the air today and talk about how excited you were for her to see the Northern Lights.
I mean, how could I not bring you on to talk about it when it was such a huge part of the show for so long? And you got to see what I didn't, but it turns out you didn't see what I didn't see.
Well, I was sweating because I thought you were about to call me out about it being fake. Because the photo I posted, there's not even snow on the ground. Like,
I wouldn't even look at the landscape. I was just looking at. Now, I could tell while we were doing the segment that you were reserved, which is why I said, like, let me have it, man. I really want to know. And you were definitely, like, holding back.
Yeah, I was ready to be busted. That's how I felt. To be clear and to explain why I did this. Mm-hmm. Marijuana is legal in Alaska. So that evening, the conditions were pretty good that we were going to be able to see Northern Lights, but the clouds were all in the way. We weren't able to see anything. And I was imbibing, partaking a little bit. And so my sister and I were kind of giggling, like, oh, you know.
That's
who,
what happened.
I was like, you know who really wants to see the Northern Lights?
Sure.
Bert.
And then I turn around and I share it on my Instagram.
And my sister's like, I have so many photos of the Northern Lights that I've seen outside my window, post it and tag him like, you've seen it. And I was like, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard of in my life. Then I sobered up and I was like, what is this prank? Like, what was the prank? What was the point of this? Yeah. Like, make my boss jealous? Yeah.
So if he hadn't have brought it up today, would you have ever even said anything?
I was never going to bring it up ever again.
Oh my God.
The next morning, I deleted it because I was like, there's not snow on the ground. You could literally Google and see that there was no Northern Lights in Alaska that night. I was so paranoid.
You not only got me, but you got about a dozen virtual listeners that hit me up saying, aha, Rebecca saw it and you didn't.
People were very excited for me.
Okay. So now I can't believe anything. You did really have cancer, right?
Oh,
perfect. It's a fair question right now.
That's a fair question.
I just want to make sure, right?
This tongue surgery was elective.
It was elective. She just wanted a tattoo on her tongue really, really bad. Okay.
All right, then I will confess something also. I might have misrepresented myself. I was much more jealous than I said that I was. I was trying to take the high road, but I was seriously jealous. So you're Frank Work.
Okay. Well, good.
Anyway, so now who's a robot?
Bert's a robot.
I'm the robot now. Okay.
So here's my question to you guys. Have you ever met anyone more willing to further the AI agenda than Bert?
I'm just rolling with business. Okay, go ahead.
I don't know if I could call it an obsession. He's very enthusiastic about the marketing and operational properties of AI, especially and in a creative way.
You guys probably don't know this, but probably, what do you think, 3, 4, 5 times a week, I will send you and I send Cassie like these incredible AI tools that we can use on The Bert Show.
Yes, yes. We get those emails very regularly. And I look at them and I use the automations. Like, I think that's great. But I've become a little bit suspicious.
Says the person that was lying. All right. Yes. Just a couple of minutes ago.
Mm-hmm. I am concerned and considering whether or not Bert is part of the android army.
Okay.
And there is a way to tell if Bert is truly human or if he is artificial intelligence.
Okay, if you were going to create an AI image, it would not look like this.
Yeah, huh?
Okay.
It would throw everybody off.
No one would believe it.
It would look like Glenn Powell. It would not look like this.
Perfect cover? No. Have you ever heard of the Turing test?
The yes. Turing test.
Yes. So the Turing test was made, I think, in like the 70s.
By Alan Turing.
Alan Turing, my favorite homosexual scientist. He created it in order to prove that you can tell whether something is AI or a human. And if an AI passes the Turing test, then basically it was to confirm that AI has sentience and basically is synonymous with humankind.
And this was developed in the 70s?
Yes.
Okay.
It kind of actually doesn't really hold up that much anymore because ChatGPT can pass the Turing test. But I wanted to put Bert to the test with the Turing test.
Okay.
Have you ever passed any tests? His driver's test.
Oh, there we go.
He can drive. He still likes to hit a lot of garages.
Are you sure?
The Bert Show.
Q99.7, Bert Show. Who is this?
This is Erica Spratlin from Powder Spring.
Erica Spratlin, we announced your name at the time you told us you were listening. You called us back. You won $1,000.
Yes, I did.
Yes. Congratulations to you. And I always want to stress this to people. How long did it take you to sign up for this $1,000?
Legit, like 10 seconds.
10 seconds?
How about that?
Wow.
It's a pretty dang good investment right there.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I just want to say thank you to all my friends that text me to let me know that my name was called because I am working. And I was like, oh, my God, I got to step out and call.
Well, that's the good news. The bad news is you need to give them a cut.
We'll set a dinner.
No, but I love what Erica's doing here. I feel like if you do this, go in with a group effort and be like, hey, guys, let's all sign up for this $1,000 Tuesday, Thursday. And then we have each other's backs. You probably should have like a nice little tapas night out and at least get everybody like a cocktail.
That will definitely happen. It is the holiday season. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Erica, when you signed up for the $1,000, what were you thinking? Okay, if I win this $1,000, this is definitely what I'm going to spend it on.
Oh my gosh. I mean, it's holidays. Mm-hmm. I got to think of Christmas presents for the kids or trip. I mean, we're probably going to do a trip.
Good for you, man. Do whatever you want with that $1,000, Erica. Spratlin of Powder Springs, you won $1,000. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo! Thank you. Happy holidays.
To you too. All right. Now, we're not done doing this today on Q99.7. We do it a whole bunch of different times. You could actually sign up right now, and like Erica said, it'll take you 10 seconds, and then listen for your name. If you're listening in the 11 o'clock hour, listen for your name. We do it at 7, 11, 1, 3, and 5. But first step is signing up at Q99.7Atlanta.com. All right, so Abby caught this. It's very, very quick with the Atlanta Hawks yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
This was so funny. This is so good.
So I was scrolling through TikTok yesterday, and an account called 4.theguys found this on Georgia Followers Official on Instagram, and it's Haley Welch, a.k.a. the Hawk Tua girl.
Spit on that thing.
Soliciting for Trae Young to come on her podcast.
Trae Young, this is my official invite to be my first NBA player on Talk Tua. Let's go, Hawks.
She's in a jersey, right? She turns around, flips her hair up so you can see she's wearing a Trae Young Hawks jersey. She's really selling.
Man, that's a hell of a 15 minutes of fame right here.
So, yeah, we're in the 50th minute at this point. So then you go down to the comments section, and the Atlanta Hawks, the official checkmarked account, actually responds to this video. And I'm sure if you listen to the Talk to a podcast, you're maybe thinking, are we getting Trae Young on the Talk to a podcast? This is what the Atlanta Hawks account says. We good. They did not.
Yeah, they did, man.
And it has 20
8,000 likes on it. It was so funny.
That was it.
Yeah, we're good.
I think you actually owe the Hawks to go to one of the games for doing that. You need to purchase tickets for that.
That's funny.
Well responded to.
It was good.
Very well. All right, our intern Ethan here needs some help with Love Lost and Found.
Chocolate rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain. A baby born will die before the sin. Chocolate rain.
We play that because our intern Ethan sounds like that dude. All right, man. Who is this girl? How can we help you find her? Where did it all go down? What happened?
All right, basically.
See what I'm saying?
You never beat an alligator.
Can't get it out of here.
All right, well, basically, I like to dance, particularly recently salsa and bachata.
Okay.
So
okay.
Right. Look
at you.
Yeah,
those hips don't lie.
Never.
Are there different like clubs around Atlanta that you specifically go to for this kind of dance?
Well, I just dance with my school, like the club on campus, and then sometimes they'll have off campus socials. And then there's a restaurant near us that has some things every other Tuesday, so I'll go to that sometimes.
What's the name of it?
Casa Almanora.
Okay,
so it's cool.
All right,
it's a fun time.
That'd be a fun date night,
right?
Absolutely,
for sure.
Yeah, but since I'm under 21, so I can't get into all like the good places.
I got
and
you.
I also don't look 21, so I can't. Take
you can't,
but,
man.
Yeah.
So. You can just throw around that you're the chocolate rain guy. That'll let you right in.
Maybe. I have to try that. But yeah, so I take what I can get. And so the salsa club at my school, they had a social. And there was at the Academy of Medicine a couple weeks ago. I think the date was November 15th, if I'm correct. It was a fun night. Just I asked this girl to dance. I don't think anything of it because that's what you do when you're at a social. And then it was just so different because it was just like...
Oh, the energy, the vibe was vibing?
I mean, I feel like there wasn't even a vibe. I was very confused the entire time because, okay, the dance was amazing. It was like, we were just like moving, we're grooving, no words exchanged. Mm. And then I would try something and then it would either go super well and then I would try something that's like, oh, I didn't mean to do that, but it wasn't a mistake. Like, she would do something that just made it something that I wasn't even trying to do.
Yeah,
so
chemistry.
Just like talking
chemistry.
To each other. Yeah.
Okay, the forbidden dance. Okay.
Yeah.
And at these places, as I understand it, I've only been to a couple, but when you ask somebody to dance, generally the rule is they don't say no. It's always a yes, correct?
Most of the time.
Okay. Yeah, so you guys are dancing. You're feeling each other right now, right? So at the end of your bachata, your sexy bachata, what happens?
I'm like, hey, is there any way I could have made that dance better? And then she's
is
like,
what you're thinking or saying?
No, I say this out loud.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I like to get feedback after I dance.
You actually asked her for critiques of your dancing?
Damn, bro. Really?
Can I have a rating? How many stars is that dance?
Okay, I know it sounds bad. But
it's cute. No, I actually think it sounds cute. Like, hey, do you have any tips how I can make that dance better? I mean, if you're, because you're, that's why you're there. Like, you're at a social club to learn how to dance, right? So it's a make sense leading question to start a conversation.
All right.
Exactly. And that would have been a great idea, except I didn't start a conversation.
You didn't say anything?
No, I was just like, thank you. After she gave me the feedback.
He was so grateful.
She gave you the feedback. I said thank you and left.
Thank you so much for your time.
I appreciate that. have the greatest night.
Yes, Tommy.
All right, we can't share the pic online, but I know you guys want to know what this girl looks like.
Yeah, yeah.
I just texted all of you the picture of Ethan Chocolate Rain dancing with this mystery girl.
Yeah. She's super cute. All right, so we got 1 minute here. So if we are looking for her, what are the details that we need to know to try to find her? This happened at Georgia Tech?
Yeah, it happened at the Academy of Medicine, which is like this event space that's like right off campus.
Okay. Tell us what we need to know about her, because maybe somebody listening might know who she is.
I don't know anything about this girl.
Oh, no. Nothing.
You don't know her name?
I didn't even know what she looked like until I got the pictures.
do you at least have a glass slipper, Prince Charming?
He's like, she was a warm body.
I mean, she looks like she's a 5'2 Latina. I mean, what else can you say? Help.
Exactly. Dark hair, likes to wear red lipstick. She's wearing a white skirt-looking outfit with a black sleeveless top.
I do have one potential in.
Okay.
I asked Ethan Chocolate Rain, who was DJing, and he said DJ Mike Arana. And I hit him up on Instagram, and he's hit me back, and he's checking out the girl's picture, and he's going to let me know if he knows her. I'm thinking maybe it's one of his friends.
Okay, and maybe we could do some kind of search, right? Reverse image search?
I mean, that usually pulls the same image, but I'll try it. And she looks like she's wearing a candy bracelet. That's what it looks like. I feel like that's going to be a very big mark, because you know if you're wearing one of those candy bracelets.
Okay. That was like the theme of the event.
So everybody had one on?
Okay. A rave?
All right, give us 24 hours to see what we can do. All right, it's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Don't be scared about it. Don't complain about it. I think you should embrace it, because AI is not going anywhere at all. So Rebecca here, our producer, has called me out that I'm such a proponent of AI that she thinks maybe I am not human and wanted me to put me to a test. But because I send these guys, Cassie and Rebecca, 4 or 5 emails each week about AI and how it can help the Burt Show and marketing and editing and how we can get more videos out. I used it here's something. Get this. So last week, and here's, you know, really pretty much playing to your point here. Last week, I was getting a whole bunch of different DMs about my trip to Buenos Aires and asking me about different places and recommendations. You know what you can do now? You can use ChatGPT. And I went online because I have a trip coming up to Portugal. You can go online, and instead of using a travel agent, in the ChatGPT, I put, I am going to this specific city. I would like to stay in a boutique hotel that is not very touristy. This is my budget. I would like it to be close to this restaurant or a lot of restaurants and the coast as well. Can you please suggest 5 different boutique hotels and also put a travel agenda for me together of the most beautiful sights of Madeira, Portugal, off the beaten path? And within 5 seconds, it had my entire itinerary with suggested hotels.
Wow.
And they were all perfect. That's what I love about AI. And Rebecca is saying, this is exactly what I'm saying.
Well, I just want to confirm, I think for myself, that your enthusiasm for AI is just that and not commands from your Android leaders.
Okay. Your enthusiasm for AI is unmatched.
I love this technology.
I think that's cool. Like, I think it has great operational and automated things that can, like, really help us in our day-to-day lives. But you love it.
It's also terrifying. It's unchecked. There are no restrictions in place. And it uses an insane amount of fresh drinking water from countries that really need it.
Can you explain that to me?
Yeah. Sure. What? So 2/3 of the world's population are going to face fresh water scarcity for at least 1 month out of the year. And you need a lot of water to cool the systems. So AI is using stuff. It's like when you use your laptop and you've got a ton of things running and the fan turns on super high and it gets really hot. You know what I'm talking about? Or your phone gets really hot. Same thing. So every time you ask it a question, you're putting a stress on the server and it's getting super heated. And these companies use water to cool it. But a lot of that water is other people's fresh drinking water in developing countries. And so that's why I'm always hesitant about AI. I think it has a crazy amount of use and it will launch the human race into the next century and the next stage of technology. But I also think there's a lot to work out. And we got to look at, there's a big environmental impact, even though you wouldn't think so.
Well, your wokeness is really deflating.
I'm sorry. Do you want a planet for AI to live on?
So long as it tells me where I should go before the end of the world, I am going to continue to use it.
So my proposal is to give Bert a Turing test. Mm-hmm. So the Turing test is a test that is given to a artificial intelligence robot like ChatGPT and a human. So I will be the interrogator. I will send Bert and feed the same questionnaire through ChatGPT, and Bert will answer the same exact questions. Tomorrow, I will come in with the answers to all of these questions, and I will have you, Kristen, Cassie, Mo, Abby, guess which answer is Bert.
And which is ChatGPT?
Here's a plot twist. What if we find out they're all androids and I'm the only human? So how can we even know that this is accurate?
I think we'll be screwed then, and I don't know what to do.
All right, before we get into entertainment buzz here, Kristen, another reminder that today is Giving Tuesday.
Yes, Giving Tuesday is a global generosity movement, and we would love for your generosity to be thrown Bert's Big Adventures way. So Bert's Big Adventures, our nonprofit, we take kids with chronic and terminal illness down to Disney World. And once again, Zaxby's is helping to make your donations go further. They are matching all donations up to $25,000. So through the end of today, if we are able to collect $25,000, Zaxby's is going to match that. And we just raised $50,000 for Bert's Big Adventure. And that'll get us one park ticket to get into Disney.
Pretty much these days, man. And then tell them about the milkshake.
Yes. Milkshakes are back at Zaxby's, baby. So if you go and get yourself a milkshake between now and the end of the year, Zaxby's is going to donate a portion of the sales to Bert's Big Adventure. So
that's a very big deal.
You know, yes, it's a win-win. You get a sweet tweet.
A sweet tweet.
And we get to take some really deserving kids and their families to Disney World.
And again, you could donate online at bertsbigadventure.org, or you could just text the word Bert, B-E-R-T, to 50155.
The Bert Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Billboard is apologizing to Taylor Swift for resurfacing controversial old footage that Swifties often referred to as revenge porn against her. So if you somehow missed this, back in 2016, there was a huge controversy between Taylor Swift, Kim Kardashian, and Kanye West, where basically Kanye and Kim tried to frame her as somebody who was giving him permission to say some things in a song, but it turns out that they edited it so that she was giving some consent to some of the lyrics, but not consent to all of it. And so she was upset about a specific line in his song Famous, where he says, "I made that be famous." Mm-hmm. And she was very, very upset about that. She's like, "I didn't consent to that." And so the world kind of turned against her. And when Kanye released his music video for Famous, there's this scene where he's in bed with a bunch of celebrities, and they're not actual celebrities. They're like wax figures to make it look like he's in bed with all of them. And Taylor Swift is in it. And obviously when you... It feels very violating to have you depicted in that light when that's not something that you're saying yes to. So Billboard recently ranked all of the top pop stars of this generation, of the 21st century, and Taylor Swift was ranked number 2. And so to honor her in that position, they released a montage of all of her achievements. And in that montage achievements, they put a clip of Kanye West's music video Famous, where she is depicted as being naked in bed with Kanye.
Why would they do that?
Because they're stupid. Or it was a PR stunt to get people talking about it. And I think it's so weird that they leaned into that, because Swifties are such an army of, like, they're going to rally for Taylor. And I think they kind of already knew putting her at number 2, people were going to be like backlashing about it. And then to, like, if it was on purpose, if it was deliberate to be a publicity stunt, they know that people are going to get up in arms about this, because why would you include that amongst all of the other things that she's accomplished in her career? It's an outrage, honestly.
Well, yeah, because it literally has zero to do with her. Like, that is not her art. That is something that Kanye did for, you know, scandalous like eyes and clickbait or whatever you want to call it. Because, like, I remember when that happened, and because it was, you talk about like AI stuff being used for bad and the CGI, because it was eerily accurate, and you had to do a double take with some of the people that were in that video, and I could see her feeling like extremely violated.
Oh my gosh, it's probably the lowest point in her life and her career was when all that was going down. And so for them to not think twice about that whatsoever, if it really was a mistake, is crazy for a prominent magazine like Billboard to go through. So they apologized. They said, "We're deeply sorry to Taylor Swift and all of our readers and viewers that in a video celebrating Swift's achievements, we included a clip that falsely depicted her. We have removed the clip from our video and sincerely regret the harm we caused with this error."
I mean, at this point, people know that once you attach yourself to Taylor Swift's name, you are going to get attention, either positive or negative. So the apology comes out. But you know what they're saying is that, you know what, we knew we were going to get the publicity and we were going to take the hit. And that's this was all programmed, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my guess. But anyway, to pivot, let's talk about Nick Cannon, because he had a very busy Thanksgiving. revealed that he had a couple of stops to make on Thanksgiving because he is a dad of 12. And apparently he made the effort to see all of his children. In an interview with People Magazine, he said, "It's very complicated. I'm a busy man on Thanksgiving. I'm going to be very full by the end of the day, but everybody specializes in certain things. Some people got good sweet potato pie. Some people got amazing fried turkey. So I know every house that has the things that I really like." So he kind of has a big buffet to go to on Thanksgiving.
He didn't hit them all, though.
No, Nick can't hit every house. I mean, he claims he did, but we know that Nick can't hit every house on Thanksgiving. And he only posted, I think, like 3 of his kids out of the 12, which to me is like, if you're going to post any of them, you have to post all of them. You can't just leave so many out. But what can he really do? He can't hit them all.
Yeah, the second part of this whole narcissistic disorder thing that he's been talking about is sort of ironic for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, he brought it up around Thanksgiving time that he's suffering from narcissism. And obviously most of the comments were like, you know, 12 kids, all these baby mamas. And you came out and said that you couldn't stay with Mariah because it wasn't about you. We kind of knew this, Nick.
It's interesting because I've talked to a lot of therapists about narcissist disorder, because obviously it's a big thing when it comes to breakups. And it's interesting because narcissists are not self-aware. Like, they're not willing to admit that they need help and that they are narcissists. So it's very interesting for him to be public about saying, "Look, I'm healing. I need help. So show me." So it's making a lot of people wonder, like, first of all, who's his therapist? Because they must be amazing for them to get him to this point. But then also kind of questioning, are you truly a narcissist if you're willing to look in the mirror and recognize that you got some issues? But nonetheless, good for him if he's doing the work. All right. One of the world's top athletes is shutting down rumors that she bleached her skin. I'm going to tell you who's clapping back on your next E-Buzz on the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.